This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
No, that wasn't Super Don leaving on a jet plane. That was him leaving his microphone open as jet planes flew overhead.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Yes, that was great. Wow. It was like we got extra sound effects on that open, Super D. I liked it.
Did it fit in with
oh,
what
it
was
timed
being...
well, because it was like right at the beginning before the started talking. It was great.
I meant to do that.
I know. Only you could pull that off. Anyway, hey, listen. Shout out to my buddy Michael Bolden at the 10th Amendment Center. They did their 10th or Tuesdays. They have kind of their TV show on Facebook. I guess they do their Facebook Live. It was great. It's the two Mikes, Mike Mahari and Michael Bolden, and just enjoyed it thoroughly. Their discussion about, well, what's the latest? What's going on with the 10th Amendment? What are the states nullifying? Where are they not? That kind of thing. And he even mentioned Michael Bolden. He was watching our show Sunday from the cannabis conference. And my interview with Dr. Jack McHugh. And he pointed out how interesting it is that, you know, the doctor says 5 years ago, I knew nothing about this whole cannabis thing. Since then, I've recommended to thousands of patients, he says now. And, it, you know, it shows how fast this, just like we had with Jonathan Miller at the U.S. Hemp Roundtable last hour, how fast this issue is transforming America, but the people of America. Because we've seen that the 10th Amendment is kicking into gear. And I remember this, you know, the greatest thing, you know, when I met Michael Bolden at the 10th Amendment Center, we did the Nullification Now tour all those years ago. And I loved it whenever he would, you know, go out to crowds and talk to them, ask them, what is this, you know, 10th Amendment all about? What is nullification all about? And he would always come back to this one word. One word. And I would sometimes use this in my lectures because I just loved it so much. I obviously credit him. Weed. Weed was the word. The word is weed. Of course, that's slang for, what, cannabis, marijuana, now hemp. And this is where, you know, despite the political right, you know, having opposition to Obama and, you know, wanting to nullify federal unconstitutional laws, and of course the left would call it racist, right? Of course, that's what they do. That's where they fall back. Of course, on the issue of weed, that was more of a left side of the political fence issue. Now it's become, you know, crossed over in anything. And it's like, how do you call that racist? Because it's not. The 10th Amendment, the states being superior to the federal government, have really nothing to do with racism. Unless everything is racism to you. And then we can't help you. But the idea is when a law is not made in pursuance with the Constitution at the federal level, the states have a duty and obligation to nullify it. The people do as well on their personal level. Nullification goes down to the deepest levels. And I come at it from the health perspective, nullifying the FDA, for instance, or nullifying any state agency when it says you can't, fill in the blank, use this for that ailment. You don't get to do that because we haven't approved it. Really? Did I ask for permission? Well, you're supposed to. Really? Is that in the Constitution? I don't remember that. And even if it were, it would be unconstitutional based on, you know, what the basis of constitutional law is. But, of course, what it's become is far different. So the rightful remedy is often nullification on the state level and also down to the personal level. And so point is, folks, when I say the power to heal is yours, you know, it's like growing a garden. They say that the ultimate act of rebellion, in a sense, growing your own food. Wow. Becoming self-sufficient, the ultimate act of rebellion. But that includes being able to care for yourself, care for one another without, you know, let's say, reaching out to a licensed representative of the pharmaceutical state. Which is why I stand in opposition to any licenses. Any. Marriage licenses. Right? Oh, really? You want to ask your mommy, daddy, government if you could have permission to marry whoever you want to marry? Obviously, we talk about ages of consent. That's an important distinction. But in terms of where the federal government is, it's so far gone. Now, we have something called federalism in the United States where the states are superior to the federal government. You know, when laws are not made in pursuance. I'm trying to be clear about that, very direct, not go into a tenth or a Tuesday here on this show, although I don't mind doing it. But I want to tie it into something going on down under, and that's in Australia. For those of you who are down under, that's just what we call it, because everything is northern hemispheric centric. Okay, that's why. Flip it upside down, then we'd all be lost. We wouldn't know what to do. We'd all fall off the planet. That is not flat, by the way. So we go down under. And we learned that traditional Aboriginal healers should work alongside doctors to help close the gap. That's the headline. And I'm thinking, well, what gap? I mean, what is it that these traditional Aboriginal healers are lacking? Honestly. I think they're doing fine. If you want to connect them to doctors, it's only for the benefit of the doctors. I don't find that the traditional healers are going to learn a heck of a lot. I mean, did you ever read Mutant Message from Down Under, Super Don? Did you ever read that book, Mutant Message from Down Under?
No, I've never heard of it.
Dude, that's an amazing book. And, it, you know, some people say it's a fictional book or fictionalized version of it. I don't know. I wasn't there. But it's a great book. It's very engrossing in the story of this woman who gets taken out by the Aborigines. And she's, you know, a white woman. She's definitely not one of them. Into the outback. And how she has to survive to become one of them and live in, among them and see what it is and the miracles that we couldn't believe happened of the so-called primitive tribes, the Aboriginals. And one of the scenes you'll never forget from the book, and I'm just going to go ahead and say, because read it, it's been out for years, it's not like it's a new thing. There's a story told where one of the Aboriginals fell off of a cliff down and broke a bone, I think a leg, very severely, to where it was protruding from the body. And then they didn't have ERs. They didn't have ER doctors, emergency rooms out there in the outback. And so they all gathered around this so-called victim, if you will, the one that got hurt. And as she's witnessing this, they're all gathering around this person that was injured. And as this is happening, whatever, with this chanting, whatever, I don't remember. It's been so many years since I read it exactly how she described this. That the bone just went right back into place. It just magically, how do we say it in the West, reverted to what it was before. And the person got up and was fine, basically. And you say, okay, that's science fiction, that's fantasy. Okay, whatever. You can say whatever you want about it. But when she asked the tribal elders or the healer what they were doing when they were gathered around this injured party, this person, and they said, what we were doing was just reminding the bone what it was like before the injury. We were talking to the cells and telling it, this is what you were moments, this is what you're supposed to be. And that the body, the cells, knew exactly where they were supposed to go, and it just accelerated that which would normally occur if you could reset it and then eventually would heal. Now, that's too fantastical for most of the molecular reductionists out there in allopathic Western medicine. And at the same time, I am not indicting modern medicine for being bad 100% of the time. In fact, that's where they excel, in resetting bones. But it just so happened in the outback, apparently, they have the ability to do it in a mystical, mythical way. Whether you believe it or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I'm just telling you, there's a whole lot more to life than what molecular reductionists believe it is. And so in this story of the indigenous people and their healing methods, their herbs, there is no, how will we say, compensation, repayment, there's no coverage for their system. Right? If you're in Australia and you want to see an Aboriginal healer, it's out of pocket, or there's no money they're allowed even to charge. Maybe you can donate to them. Because, once again, the federal government in Australia, just like in America and most of the Western world, has basically adopted a state religion. That religion is the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They don't take kindly to anything that competes with it because Big Pharma has got the bucks to buy influence to capture the regulatory authorities. And this is the danger with centralized bureaucracies. It's easier to buy one centralized bureaucracy than a lot of local little municipalities. And the ultimate local municipality is you, is your body, and your family. And they're not going to buy everybody, certainly not go down to that level, unless they've suckered you into going to medical school, put you into $500,000 of debt by the time you're done with med school, and then they say, you know what, prescribe our drugs or else. You will lose your license, your permission to do something that would otherwise be illegal, that is the practice of medicine. And so, great, I love it that they say, yeah, we should get these Aboriginal folks, these healers, in with our doctors. Maybe they can learn a thing or two. Well, no, I think it's the other way around. Maybe the doctors can learn a thing or two from natural healers that have been doing the same thing for hundreds, if not likely thousands of years. And we can go around the world to India, Pakistan, Asia, China, all those places before they were even named those countries, wherever they are now. And you'll realize they were doing healing that was really quite advanced. Quite advanced. In fact, as we were talking to Dr. Sunil Pai, who happens to be a medical doctor, on last Friday's show, go back and listen to the archives. And Super Don did make it a YouTube, a static image YouTube, because we pre-recorded it. So you can go to YouTube and listen. And it was a great interview about Triphala, this Ayurvedic combination of three different fruits, and how it was being used in combination. Super Don, do you remember what they were using it for in that story we were covering? It was a GI recovery, I think, gastrointestinal stuff.
Yeah, I don't recall. I'll look it up real quick.
Anyway, go back and listen. But the point is, those ancient modalities have as much, if not more, validity than what we've instituted in the last 100 years since the Flexner Report of 1910 in the United States of America and how it's impacted the rest of the world, not so positively, because modern medicine is the third leading cause of death. According to peer-reviewed literature, I would argue it's the first leading cause of death because it does indeed cause cancer and heart disease by what it does. Did I flip somebody off? I didn't intend to there. Maybe modern medicine deserved it. So, there we go.
What are you doing?
There's the Aboriginal story, my take on it. And I referred to almost nothing in it, but they called Ngangkari. I couldn't even pronounce it, is the name of the system or the medicines that they use. And it's not acknowledged. They're not allowed to put a shingle out and be paid for what they do. See, that's government. Not only blocking healing, but blocking healers from healing, telling them they can't do what they do to earn a living. Why? Because it will compete with those that have purchased most favored trading status. Monopoly medicine. Modern medicine. Which can coexist, but in a far smaller percentage of places when it doesn't have the force of government behind.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you this question. Are your kids dumb as rocks? If they are, we might have figured out the reason. And it might be too late. I don't know. It's never too late. But let's just think forward for those of you who haven't had kids yet. Ladies especially, what can you do to make sure your kids are smarter than rocks? Although, you know, what do we say about rocks? Mineral consciousness. It is what it is. To use the term dumb is probably offensive to rocks. But, you know, we're limited in our language.
Are you afraid of getting hate mail from rocks or what?
Well, you know all those pet rocks back in the 70s?
Yeah. I had one.
I had a pet rock. I mean,
yeah.
I don't feel like offending my pet rock from years ago. I don't remember where he went. But
By the way, yeah. The guy who invented the pet rock is like probably the greatest success story of all time in American history and entrepreneurial spirit. Because the guy literally took a rock, put googly eyes on it, a smiley face, maybe a little something for hair, and sold that thing for, what did they go for, like $5 or something like that? A rock.
When five bucks was five bucks.
People bought rocks for $5, man. That was brilliant.
And they made some with rocks that had, like, rocks attached to rocks, so they actually had standing up pet rocks, too. So wasn't
crazy.
Flat ones, yeah. Amazing stuff, right? I don't know whatever happened to it, but then he went on to make Cabbage Patch Kids, I think.
Right?
Going back and dating ourselves here. Listen, this is serious. If you're going to have kids, ladies especially, you need to know about iodine. I'm holding up a bottle of organic iodine, Nation Iodine, for my friends at Organics, and you can get it too. Low iodine in women before pregnancy associated with lower IQ in their children. Again, one of the simplest things you can do. Now, we've talked about prenatal preparation. preparation before you're into prenatal preparation. The Brighton Baby was one of the, you know, the best comprehensive books that, that addresses that. Talked about that years ago. Dr. David Brownstein has a great piece in this, What's at Health Impact News from his blog. And we've had him on the show. This is the guy, when everybody asks about iodine, I say, hey, just talk to Dr. David Brownstein. Our friend Roseanne Lindsay, of course, naturopath, natureofhealing.org. She also very much into the iodine, as we all should be. But in terms of communicating, how does it interact? How does it integrate? That kind of thing. This specifically is about women who are pregnant or want to be pregnant. Make sure you get adequate iodine in addition to the 100% whole food GTF chromium. That if we had 100 micrograms three or maybe four times a day through pregnancy, not only would there never be gestational diabetes, but you wouldn't need a march of dimes either. We would put the march of dimes out of business because we would eliminate vast majority of birth defects because chromium is one of those things that protects chromosomal integrity as well. I always find that funny that these names kind of correlate in that way. But in terms of iodine, mild to severe deficiency, the book, Iodine, Why You Need It, Why You Can't Live Without It by Dr. David Brownstein is one of those, you know, seminal books that you need to read and understand before you have kids. Researchers in England examined the relationship between maternal preconception, before the child is conceived, iodine status, and their offspring's cognitive function, IQ level, at age 6 to 7 years. And it was a significantly lower rate, those that had the lower levels of iodine. Again, prenatal. So, and this was published in the Journal of Nutrition, Nutritional Epidemiology in 2018, so this is very recent, in fact, that this information is being revealed. But, you know, how much of prenatal counseling, Super Don, do you know of, that is emphasizing the lack of iodine in these women? I don't hear that at all.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it either. I mean, they talk about a lot of things, but iodine is not one of them.
Mm-hmm. U.S. government data shows that iodine levels have fallen 50% over the past 40 years. Yet government would tell you, hey, just take table salt with, iodized table salt, which is the wrong form of iodine for utilization anyway. And so getting it from your diet is somewhat difficult. Having it in this nation organic form, one of the, you know, one of only two places you can get it, organics, is something that I think I would love for you all to consider doing every day. And, you know, think about the displacement due to chlorine, fluoride, fluorine, right? The halides, bromide, that's in a lot of the bread. These are displacing iodine that may not even be there to begin with, but if it were, it's lacking. Get it in there every day, folks. And not only will you be smarter, but your kids will be too. And you can give it to them. Even now, it will benefit them. All right, we're going to a toxicology professor next to discuss the harmful effects of electromagnetic field disruption. Stick with us.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist trust who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Scott Bell Show.
John, send us some traffic, please. I'm going to assume it's time to talk, because I didn't get in the queue. I don't know, did we do something to offend John or Porter? No, we're good. Okay. All right, here we go. We are home stretching it on the Robert Scott Bell Show for tonight, 30 minutes to go. And I hope you're enjoying the time. Listen, we've taken some journeys today. You know, I went to the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. We've gone down under to Australia twice already. And now we're back home in the land of 3G, 4G, and maybe 5G next. Because you know what? We just don't have enough electrosmog. You know, Super Don, since they cleaned the air, we just were like, you know, we can't see the air, but maybe if we can put something else in there to just kind of muck up the works. How about a cell phone tower in everybody's front, back, and side yard?
Right? Oh, yeah.
They got smart meters on some people's homes already doing the dirty, so to speak. But now they want to go 5G. Now, the question is, do you believe that there's been adequate science to validate what they're claiming, that it's completely harmless? Oh, yeah, sure. Throw a tower up over here. Let's roll one up over here. 4G's not fast enough, right? Who's complaining? Other than Dr. Batar, who's got redneck internet, and Ty Bollinger, redneck internet. And other than that, we just need a cell phone tower everywhere we look. And, yeah, they say it's safe, so I believe them, right? The government says it's safe. Obviously, you should believe the government. They would never get it wrong or never on purpose harm you. There's no point in reviewing history. It's all been erased. Government is benign and helpful and beneficial and loving. They've replaced your mommy and daddy, and you can just kind of fall into their loving arms when they tell you 5G is going to be awesome. You're never going to have to press the button on your toaster again, because as you're driving home from work, in fact, you won't be. The computer in your car will be doing it for you. And you'll say, toaster on, and it will go on because you've got 5G, right? Because you couldn't be bothered to taking out a piece of bread and putting it in the toaster and pressing the button. That's just too much effort. Remember that animated movie, WALL-E? Wasn't that WALL-E? You remember that?
Yeah. That was actually a great little movie.
Everybody turned into just like blubber butts, right? They're just like, you know, they couldn't do anything for themselves. And you know, this is where we are. It's like, do we need more automation? Now we're hearing stories of like Apple saying, hey, we've got apps now to help you like reduce your time on your phone. Okay. But they're still moving forward with 5G. Who's putting the brakes on that? In all of the mainstream media, you know, we cover and you scour the health issues all over the world every day or 6 days a week at least. And is there any intergovernmental opposition to 5G? Do we hear any? Hey, you know what? We really need to tap the brakes on. Check this thing out before we invest $1 trillion to make as many towers as we've made in the last 30 years in the next three.
Now, you see the occasional article, but it's always coming from what would be considered one of those health nut type, you know, places. Yeah. All of the other coverage is talking about the amazing high technology, you know, advantage and all the perks and the bells and the whistles, and how it's going to make everybody's life great. And the companies that are behind it obviously are pushing it because they're looking at making huge money. You know, their perspective on this is that it's going to make things easier. And listen, this is the story, right? Every time that we uncover years later something that is killing people, right? Cancer and diseases and Parkinson's and neurological disorders and stuff. It all started from the same perspective where it's like, look what we have developed. Look what we've invented. It's going to make your life better and more convenient and more entertaining. And it's going to, you know, make rainbows and glitter fall from the sky because we have invented this great thing here. Check this out. And then everybody wants it, right?
Right.
Everybody wants the new technology, the latest and the greatest thing. And then we find out 20, 30, 40 years later that, we had no idea that it was going to make you grow an arm in your forehead, you know?
The unicorn rainbow farts do stink, basically.
That's right.
and that's what we're dealing with. Advances in technology can be awesome in certain ways. I mean, I'm not against technology in toto, right? It just is a matter of are we conscious about what we're doing? The unintended consequences? Do we care? Well, then we
don't believe in delays. Listen, we as a human race in general have a problem with something called delayed gratification, right?
Work your butt off and then be gratified later. Come on. No, it has to be instant. Just add water.
Yeah.
Poof, right? Dehydrated gratification. Just add some Echo water. Well, listen, we've got to counteract this. And you're right to be scared of this technology because how do you escape it? I mean, obviously you can live out in the rural areas and no one's around, but you better learn self-sufficiency even if it's illegal to go off-grid. There's not a lot of grid happening in very few areas, but people are kind of gravitating. They're trying to find places where there's less of that. But what do you do in the midst of it? And that's, you know, part of the practicality of what we try to bring out in this show. Recognize that you may not be of this world, spiritually speaking, where is your true home, but you live in it. How do you protect yourself from that which you cannot extricate yourself from totally. We talk about strategically making better decisions about the food you put in your body, purifying the water, right? Using the Echo Water technology. That's great, but there's still things we can't account for or control for. I can turn off my Wi-Fi at night, but there's still towers around me. Now, I'm not in the most heavily concentrated areas of the world, and I purposefully choose that. But there are times where, what if you're in a hotel, right? And yeah, or in New York City, 1,000 different Wi-Fi units on constantly. What are you doing? And that's not yet 4 or 5G, I should say. So that's why I hearken back to the interview we did with Paul Bertero and Hagen Tierce from the Key Technology, Key Me and Key Home, QI. And it's just fascinating because if we recognize that unless, if Liam Sheff is right about peak oil, and I don't say Liam is right, but because he wasn't the one that originated, he studied it and brought it out to this audience. And some people say, well, it's not proven. But I would ask you this, why are they fracking? Right? Think about that. Why are they fracking? Because the oil is not just bubbling up like Jed Clampett shooting in the ground and boom, look, the oil just came up. They've exhausted it. Now they got to go in with hydraulic fracturing to get whatever's remaining or what is hidden deep within that can't be gotten out easier. And the cost of acquisition gets higher and higher and higher. The return on investment gets lower and lower and lower. That's what we talk about peak oil. At a certain point, it becomes expensive, so expensive to pull it out of the ground that it's untenable. And that's some of the predictions going on there. Unless you think it's, what do they call it, abiotic oil or some form where it'll just keep replenishing. You'll pull it out, you give it enough time, it'll come back. But how much time? I don't know. And so the good thing for peak oil is that if people realize it, they're going to have to cut back on energy utilization. Not because the government tells you so, but because the market shows, you know what? It's unaffordable to do the way we're doing it today. And in that way, might be able to stop 5G from happening. This is not me wishing us back to the Stone Age. I'm just kind of, you know, painting these perspectives. You guys do with it what you will. Now, in the context of being alive today, and maybe peak oil is off another 100 years. Maybe it's 10. Maybe it's, I don't know. But what if you still have to deal with the 5G because nothing's stopping it? What are you going to do strategically then? Again, eating organic food? Sure. Taking selenium, taking iodine? Sure. Exercising as much, cleaning your water. But the waves, the energy, the EMF. This story talks about a toxicologist, PhD-level toxicologist, professor, that actually acknowledges how this is happening. What are the pathways of damage to cells? How it can create cancer, cancerous cells, proliferation of cancer. Specifically, he posits that it's impacting on the what he calls the transparency of water channel to protons, reducing the current. Electrical current. Remember, water is the great communicator, store, transfer of information, and electrical impulses, signals. Water communicates. Water has messages to deliver. What if you disrupt the ability for messaging of the water? And that's one of the things that this PhD professor is arguing. Impacting on what? More free radical damage because less ability to counteract it. Now, why I like the molecular hydrogen in Echo Water, why I want everybody drinking it, is because the most dangerous free radicals are what are called the hydroxyl radicals, the OH, oxygen, hydrogen, boom. Those are very vicious, inflammatory, and damaging to your cells. And if you have H2, dissolved H2 in the water freely available to your body, it can go in and find those OHs, combine a hydrogen to one, a hydrogen to another, and now you've got H2O again. How cool is that? Convert it to water. Float it on out. Now, that's one strategy. One other thing you can get through Echo Water. Go to robertswater.com. You can see it. The Key technology. We talked about it. It's a water-based technology producing electrons in your immediate atmosphere for the home, large home, regular home, or your personal body. And it produces these, and these electrons create a barrier on your body. It doesn't stop the 5G from happening. 5G is still going to happen. 4G, 3G, whatever. But it interacts with the electrons on your skin now, as opposed to being able to penetrate where the damage occurs to your cells. So strategically, we have some technologies that are actually proven. The pathways are known. There's a lot of unknown technologies that we haven't validated or proven that you might feel better from a placebo effect kind of way. And I don't argue against that. That's real, too. But I think the Key Home technology is fascinating. We have it in our home. It's palpable. And I would encourage you to look into it very seriously. I would want you to move out of a big city where you can have a lower incidence of the impact of EMF. But, my gosh, if we have the technology that can last, and it's 10 years, it lasts before it needs to be recharged, and they're recharging for free, by all means, look into it. Super D, anything on EMF? I just wanted to relate all of those concepts, draw a big picture here.
Yeah, no, I mean, the only thing I think I would add is, you know, when you were asking me, are there any, like, intergovernmental or, you know, like, official stories that are coming out talking about 5G and whether people should be worried about it? Just out of curiosity, I was looking up the information at the NIH about electromagnetic fields and cancer. And, you know, this is coming from, their website is cancer.gov. And the conclusion they come to here is not a no, EMFs don't cause cancer, believe it or not. I mean, they reference, IARC, the International Agency for Research on Cancer. And they come out, as well as the European Commission, they both say that they have found evidence of some link between EMFs and cancer. So, look, you know, why wouldn't we worry about 5G, right?
Heck yeah. I mean, better than worrying about it, do something about it. Invest in some, counteractive technology, if you will. All right? Key home. Check it out. Robertswater.com. You can go to the list of things. Ask questions. Send in emails. They'll answer them for you. All right. Your armpits may be drinking next.
Did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 7017 special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you to Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. It is Hemp History Week. Please share the good news about hemp everywhere, especially the CBD derived from hemp. Plus CBD oil here, our friends at CV Sciences, and you can get it at a discount with the code RSB15 if you go to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com. We got good news from Michigan from Jonathan Miller, attorney there at the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, that looks like it's not a legislative act that is so-called prohibiting CBD even from hemp, and that may be turned over soon. So, again, keep tuning in to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You never know what you're going to learn, but it'll always be somewhat within the realm of awesome. Can I say that? I just did.
You did,
I think so.
Yes.
I think so, anyway. Hey, it's been a while since I drank alcohol, right? If I, you know, even, because I like the taste of beer. I admit that. I grew up drinking beer a little bit, but I can't do it now. I'm not interested in it. I don't necessarily like the feeling. A lot of people still do drink it, perhaps. But this story might get me back to drinking, but not
really?
Through my mouth. Not through my mouth. No, no, no. If you watch it, if you watch on YouTube
right
now.
Are you giving up the coffee enema is what you're going to do?
Not necessarily. I mean, this is about body odor. Now, I fortunately do not suffer with a lot of body odor issues unless I'm really under a lot of stress. And I know it's like, oh, my body's telling me, you're under a lot of stress, Robert. Chill out, dude. Take some more CBD. But if next time that happens, I might take the alcohol and pour it under my arms. Just shake it down and pour it under my arms. Now, why would I do that? Because my armpits are thirsty? No. Because somebody from Longmont, Colorado, apparently, I don't know, this is where the news story is. We were up there when we were at the NoCo Hemp Expo. We passed Longmont and went up a little further north on the highway there. But Erica Foyt put hand sanitizer in her armpits, usually. Now, instead of using those toxins, which we know are very nasty and dangerous, they make a toxin-free natural deodorant from a mixture of tea, whiskey, and vodka.
Huh.
Yeah. Now, no, they don't say whether they're getting drunk off of it, but they do say they smell better. I mean, but the thing is, what happens if you wear this kind of deodorant and it works and you get pulled over? You know, the honest officer.
That's true.
I've not been drinking. It's my armpit smell.
Right. That's true.
I think they're going to take you in at that point.
That could be a downside. You'd have to go through the sobriety test and prove that you're not...
Pit liquor.
Pit liquor.
Pit liquor. Right.
Pit liquor. We've actually got some audio of the news report on this. You want to hear
for
what
real?
They have to say?
Yeah. Oh, let's give a listen.
There were so many people interested in pit liquor that an online campaign raised $20,000. Now, the product's sold out, so it's production night. Jason and Erica Foyt spend all their free time doing this.
Go-to cola. It's a tea that has antimicrobial properties.
Changing perfectly good whiskey and vodka.
He would come to me most days and say, how does this armpit smell? How does this armpit smell?
Into a natural, organic, toxin-free deodorant. They call it pit liquor.
Smells like whiskey.
Pit liquor. It's just funny.
Yeah.
It's just funny.
Pit liquor is funny. And
pit
as
liquor,
opposed to...
No.
Yeah.
Well, I was just gonna say, you'd have to kind of be careful because if you called somebody a pit liquor, they might be offended, right?
Right.
You know, it's all about the spelling, right?
I don't know what they're into, but I think there was a movie about that. All right, there's more from the news story. Let's hear where it goes.
So Jason and Erica have taken their profits and put them back into Guinea-Bissau, a small African country they used to live in.
He gave two women a microloan, and they paid him back within a month, and their business is booming.
They quickly saw their generosity pay dividends, like helping pay medical bills.
But when you put money in the hands of somebody who sees the problems and knows how to address them in their way, it goes a lot better.
Now they want the deodorant business to grow even more, so they can continue helping in Guinea-Bissau.
That's cool. They went to a poor African nation to reset some economy. I love that. That's a great story. So
pit
liquor, not liquor pit. Liquor. Say it right.
I mean, can you see a downside? I mean, other than them getting pulled over,
right?
It's all natural. It's organic.
Yeah.
It's toxin free.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess could you get behind something like this?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's not going to be
new
much
sponsor
of
Robert Scott
Delivered.
Bell Show. We'll do a commercial for pit liquor.
RSB pit liquor endorsed.
There
okay.
You go.
Wow, I don't know. We'll have to talk about that off the air, but that sounds interesting. I still use the Wilita, but that's a nice gentle thing too. There's probably some alcohol in that. Just preserve it, I think. Maybe. I don't drink it, though. Don't drink it. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go, but we're out of time tonight. Tomorrow, we go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. In the meantime, tell your friends to pour alcohol in their armpits and that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.